Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. There's breaking news from the White House. Another federal showdown with California looms as President Trump is signing a resolution blocking the state's move to phase out the sale of gasoline-powered cars.
We officially rescue the U.S. auto industry from destruction by terminating the California electric vehicle mandate once and for all.
That plan had been adopted by 11 other states. California plans to go to courts. A federal judge today hears the state's challenge to the president's deployment of federal troops to L.A. to deal with protests over ICE raids. On Capitol Hill, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and other Democrats are before a House committee defending sanctuary cities.
Minnesotans are angry with what they've seen happen to their neighbors. They're angry that the federal government has been snatching people up, putting them in prison, and deporting them without a shred of due process.
Now to New York and the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes retrial. CBS's Michael Wallace says a mistrial on the last charge was declared.
The jury was stuck on that third-degree rape charge after delivering a partial verdict yesterday. They convicted the former movie mogul of one of the top charges but acquitted him of the other. The judge declared the mistrial after the jury foreperson said he would not return to the jury room to deliberate because he felt bullied by another juror. The verdicts announced yesterday will stand.
Investigators are at work in India after the crash of a Boeing 787 jetliner that was bound for London. CBS's Chanel Call.
The Air India plane we know took off at about 1:38 p.m. local time, and it went down just 8 minutes after takeoff in the western Indian city of Ahmedabad. There were plumes of black smoke coming from the wreckage in the moments after that crash. The plane we know was carrying 242 passengers and crew on board, and at last check, emergency crews on the scene said they'd recovered 204 bodies from the crash site. CBS News also confirming the tail of the plane landed on a hospital and that several homes were destroyed.
At least four people dead in San Antonio. Dozens of water rescues made all over that city as heavy rain flooded highways and left people stranded. A new Forbes Global 2000 list of the top companies that are shaping markets is out. Forbes staff writer Hank Tucker.
The top five is J.P. Morgan, then Berkshire Hathaway, then China's biggest bank, actually the world's biggest bank by assets, the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. Then at number four, there's Saudi Aramco, the Saudi Arabian oil company. And then Amazon is number five.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 12 points. NASDAQ and S&P are trading higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine and Kenosha coastlines are getting new state and federal funding. $280,000 in grant money is coming for a habitat restoration. The work aims to map shoreline changes, assess wildlife habits, and to improve flood management. Wisconsin is seeing a surge in ER visits for tick bites, doubling from early May to early June. The state health department is urging caution as tick activity increases. The Racine Raiders improved to 5-1 after a big win over the previously undefeated Indy Bison last week. This week, they host the Phoenix Outlaws at historic Horlick Field. Dr. Morgan Phillips has been named interim president of Gateway Technical College. He'll start July 1st. The board will soon begin a national search for a permanent president. You can read more about Phillips' background at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine County led the region with a 10% increase in home sales last month, while Kenosha County saw sales drop nearly 12%. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says both markets remain seller's markets with tight inventory and prices rising. And the Haymarket brings over 40 local vendors, live music, food trucks, and more to Monument Square this afternoon. It kicks off a busy weekend in Racine with Hot Harbor Nights also tonight, Harborfest starting tomorrow, the Lighthouse Run on Saturday, along with Racine's Juneteenth celebrations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series at home against the Cardinals tonight. The crew losing to the Braves yesterday, 6-2. Rookie pitcher Chad Patrick gave up 5 runs in 5 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he's been so great for us. He's a rookie. He's never faced, you know, being in that spot. So maybe that's going to be a good learning experience for him. We still have full confidence. He still got through 5.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder, 116-107, to take a 2-1 lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, you know, is that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
Sunny today with a light lake breeze out of the northeast and highs only scraping the upper 60s. A chance of showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder rolling through overnight. Good chance more will pop up tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Golf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. William and James were brothers-in-law. William was married to Olivia Norris. Within months of James's marriage to Olivia's sister, Elizabeth Ann, it was only after William and James became brothers-in-law that the two realized neither of them should have been here in the first place. That is, they'd come to live in Cincinnati not by design, but because of an unanticipated, remarkably similar occurrence. It was a warm summer evening that the two young men, relaxing after supper on their father-in-law's front porch, related to each other the rest of the story. James had come to America first. Hard times drove his parents from Ireland in 1819. They brought their teenage son with them, intending to settle in Illinois. They boarded a flatboat on the Ohio River. During the trip, 16-year-old James became violently, mysteriously ill, so ill that his folks took him off the boat at Cincinnati and when searching for a doctor. The doctor they found prescribed complete rest and quiet. The trip to Illinois must be postponed. And yet, by the time James recuperated, his mother and father had grown to like Cincinnati enough to make it their new home. So James grew up to make and sell soap. William, on the other hand, was a grown man when he came to the United States, but the hard times that drove him from his native London were personal ones. He had saved all of his young life to open a woolen goods shop of his own. He was in business only one day, for in the middle of the following night, thieves stole everything on the premises. Suddenly, deep in debt, William convinced his creditors that the only way he could pay them back would be to take advantage of the abundant opportunities of the New World. And shortly thereafter, he and his first wife, Martha, left England, came to America. And then they boarded a flatboat on the Ohio River. Their intended destination was Kentucky. But when Martha was stricken with cholera during the trip, William bundled her in his arms and got off the boat at Cincinnati. There was nothing the doctors could do. After lingering a few miserable days, Martha died. William, grieving and alone, lost all of his ambition. He would remain in Cincinnati, take whatever work came his way. He settled for selling candles from a rented shop downtown. Even after the lovely Olivia Norris, whom he met at church, restored his interest in life, William continued making and selling candles. Well, now, William's and James's father-in-law, Alexander Norris, had begun eavesdropping on this front porch conversation. Finally, he decided to butt in. "You, William, you make candles," the old man observed. "You, James, you make soap. You both purchase and use the same raw ingredients. Why don't you two become partners?" And they did. They became partners who were to succeed, as have few in the history of American enterprise. Their alliance was a destiny, admirers called it, without ever knowing what you now know, that once upon a river called the Ohio, two flatboat voyagers never got to where they were going. They made emergency stops in Cincinnati instead and stayed. And thus did the Cincinnati detour become an unexpected and profitable destination for two young men merged by marriage and by a mutual need for tallow. William Proctor and James Gamble. Proctor and Gamble. And now you know the rest of the story.
Remarkable. Paul Harvey, where does he find this stuff? Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, twice daily, 7:25 and 12:05. Every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
Forget the day, a day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's the time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me.
thank the Lord for the night time. To forget the day. They have up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now,
from Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Greatest Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Brewers need your help. Brewers are trying to catch the Cubs, and the Cubs are playing pretty good. But so are the Brewers. But the Brewers are in town at home hosting the Cardinals. Pregame 6:05 tonight, so join them on WRJN as we've got the whole shebang for you and cheer on the Brewers tonight. It's sponsored by Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, The Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, and it's all here on WRJN.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and Dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring Dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
If everybody had an ocean, let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how.
This is Beach Boy Bruce Johnston.
Brian always wanted to be Phil Spector. He never realized he was about a million times better.
It's you have fun, fun, fun. Till the night it takes a T-Bird away.
Come on, this loop, John B.
Round, round, get around.
200 million records sold. Songs like Good Vibrations.
Oh, that was easy. We didn't do a thing. Brian cut the track all over town, and we spent one evening, about 3 or 4 hours, singing the backgrounds, and one evening just kind of getting the leads right. So it's two nights work for us.
Tributes are pouring in from all over the world for Beach Boy Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson, dead at the age of 82.
Big girls, small price.
sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud for bed, as you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud for me, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side.
WRJN. Time to get you updated now. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, here's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine and Kenosha coastlines will benefit from new state and federal funding. One of the projects getting money is for habitat restoration and hazard planning. A $280,000 grant is going to the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission for projects that'll map shoreline changes and assess local wildlife habitats. The work aims to improve flood management, reduce erosion, and enhance biodiversity. The Racine Raiders look to continue on a winning path. It comes after a dominant 30-2 victory over the previously undefeated Indy Bison last week. Their season record is now 5-1. This Saturday, the Raiders host the Phoenix Outlaws at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Fans can catch the action right here on WRJN or through the Civic Media app. The state has seen a surge in ER visits for tick bites over the last week. Savannah Tolme Olson has more.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the number of hospital visits for tick bites has doubled from the start of May to the start of June. We're seeing more this year than the same time last year. Unsurprisingly, the highest number of tick bites is in the Northwoods. Here in southern Wisconsin, there have been fewer hospital visits than we're seeing statewide. The best way to prevent tick bites is to wear bug spray, cover as much skin as you can with your clothes, and do tick checks after you've been in wooded areas with tall grass or brush.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly sunny today with a light lake breeze out of the northeast and highs only scraping the upper 60s. A chance of showers and maybe some rumbles of thunder rolling through overnight. Could chance more will pop up tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the bird.
a jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, remembering Brian Wilson. Here's one of his great car songs.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
four-speed dual quad posit traction 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
timeless hits. WRJN, Stuck in the Middle with you, Steeler's Wheel, medley of all their greatest hit right there. You're the judge, and I say that because that's the name of our new feature. We're asking you your opinion on stuff, and today we're lobbing a softball this week. This week's question is, how many times do you think you're going to be hitting the lakefront or downtown for a festival this year? How many do you think? That's all we're asking. We're interested in your opinion. And it's sponsored by Hogg Lawyers at 888-999-6644. That's a great number. Yeah, Hogg Lawyers is sponsoring the You're the Judge line. It's on our website. You can answer there anonymously at WRJN.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Yeah.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus guiding you through your Thursday. Tonight, it's hot summer nights downtown along the lakefront, so we'll catch you there. We'll be there, and we'll be handing out gifts, so when you spot us, don't ignore us just because we're radio people. We're radio people with gifts you can win. There. I said it. See you tonight. WRJN.
Debate.